Well, that was no fuss, no muss. All right, let's see if we can find a card-carrying, retail-paying, mayonnaise-eating goy. Let us continue onward quickly.
Well, good morning.
First name?
Don.
Don, you're going to show that you can indeed be enlightened. West Virginia, notwithstanding, Don, this is your lucky day, okay? Hang on a second, because here we go. Can you, don't listen to the radio, listen to me. You see, you're showing signs of inbreeding if you do that. Don?
Yeah.
All right, you listen to the radio, listen to me. I want to see you, when I ask you a question, I want you jumping back.
Yeah. All right.
All right, tefillin, can you say that?
Huh?
Tefillin. It's not a hard word. I could give you a really hard one, like, but you wouldn't get there. Tefillin. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah. It's like little leather boxes with prayers inside that you wear around your neck. What are you laughing? This guy laughing here, huh? Yeah, I mean, my God. Tefillin, say it. You're listening to the radio. You are showing every side of inbreeding that there ever was.
Yeah,
you call me up to harass me about
this.
You're not supposed to listen to the radio. Listen to me. Listen to me, Don. Show me that you're above this. He calls about inbreeding. You hear cackling mountain men in the background.
That's right. It is mountain men cackling in the background.
No, not Jacqueline. Cackling.
Whatever.
You see, Don, you call up to harass me, and you typify the very thing about which we hurl our disdain.
I'm not harassing you. I just asked a simple question.
And you are the simple answer. I mean, by virtue of your conduct here, you're showing us that you live up to every standard. I expect you to break into a chorus of any minute now. Now listen to me carefully.
Wrong.
All right. Tefillin.
I got somebody that's got a good question for you. He's a countryman.
No, you Tefillin, you got to say it, Don. Tefillin.
Okay, hold on. What?
Yeah, really. Crying out loud. Hi, Don?
What do you get when you cross the rooster and a telephone pole?
Hang on a second. I don't want to hear your joke. I want you to be enlightened, okay? Tefillin.
Okay, I won't tell it. You're right. I can't tell that on a radio.
Exactly. Tefillin.
Yeah.
You see, you can't say it. This man is impossible to be enlightened. Impossible. So,
No, but seriously, I like your show, but I just don't like hearing about petting on countrymen.
All right. Yeah. just help me out on this.
All right.
Tefillin. Can you say that? Tefillin.
Tefillin?
Tefillin. All right. Now, just remember that word. When I pause, you throw in that word, okay?
All right.
Tefillin. Let me see. I'm wearing my payas. I have my menza ring. My borscht is in my thermos. Oi! I forgot my...
Tefillin.
Ah! I got it! Done! It's like pulling teeth. Pulling teeth. But finally, finally we got it out of him. My rabbi told me a good joke the other day. Yeah. You know, I was auditioning for Cantor, and he came up to me. He said, "Grace, Mr. Comedian with the jokes. I got one for you." I said, "Yes, what is it?" He said, "What do you call it when my wife, my daughter, and my mother-in-law are all in the basement at the same time?" I said, wait a minute, I can figure this out. Your wife, your mother, your daughter. He said, "You give up." I said, "Yeah, I give up." He said, "A wine cellar."
It's Washington's Best Jock on Washington's most listened-to radio station, The Grease Man on DC 101.